Hey guys!
Hello!
What's up?
Welcome to the Rock, Paper, Scissors. Marvelous, don't you think we should have like a get together kind of thing?
We should.
Because we're up to like how many episodes now?
Yeah, this is like.
How many episodes?
We're almost 20 though.
Yeah, and I feel like we deserve.
Yeah, we
but
should.
Probably. By the end of the season, we're going to do something.
Yeah, definitely.
Christmas or something like that.
So, yeah. You guys, let's introduce you. Toby and I went to the pool like 3 days ago.
It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, it was like really, really fun. I mean, having to be in a large mass of water.
Yeah.
I, for one, enjoy it. You know,
and just a little bit of advice. If you are the shy type that you're not so comfortable with your body when you are wearing a bikini,
yeah,
or things like that, just go on a weekday. You know, weekdays,
yeah, people are not always,
yeah, there are not a lot of people. Yeah, so Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays,
yeah.
So you can go to the pool and you'd have your fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have the pool.
To yourself. And that's what we did. We went on Monday.
Yeah, on a Monday.
Oh, yeah, we went on a Monday. We got there around
like
two. Yeah, we got there around time. We left like 5 o'clock. Yeah, we had fun swimming in the pool.
Remember time we
trying to dive.
We learned how to dive, guys. It was epic.
It was epic. I wish we could record it, but our phone died. But most of all, we had fun.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, what else did we learn? Yeah, that's just it. Then we had the courage to go to the deep side of the pool.
Yeah, we're feeling like dolphins. Freaking flamingos.
It was cool. Yeah, I mean, swimming, I mean, just
being in that water just makes you happy. That
just
kind of joy.
Joy, yeah. That was our little Caribbean.
Yeah.
Maldives and all that.
Miami stuff.
All right, welcome to the Rock, Paper, Scissors. Mm-hmm. And we are your baby girls.
Yeah.
Debola, mm-hmm. Marvelous. Debola slash Marvelous. And Tomikwe.
Yeah, yes. Of course. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to be talking about, you know, is girl related though, but I mean the guys really need to hear this.
Yeah.
It's educative, so the guys really need to hear this. And we're going to be talking about pads, menstruation, periods,
church, religious bodies,
yeah. Culture and menstruation, religion and menstruation, you know, guys and menstruation. And menstruation, basically.
Yeah.
So, you know how, I think on one episode when we were talking about, we mentioned something about how pads are expensive,
yeah,
and then condoms are free.
Free.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know that it's a choice. It's a choice for you to have
sex. Yeah.
It's a choice for you to have, but it's not a choice for you to menstruate.
To menstruate, yeah. I mean, it's something that happens to my body.
Yeah, it comes with my
just
package.
Comes, yeah.
You get. So why is it that we have to pay for pads and then we don't have to pay for
and
condoms?
Why are they so freaking expensive?
How much do you buy pads now? Always.
I don't know, but
already,
I don't know, but I think a pack of always, like the pack. Mm. I think it's up to like 3K. I don't know. I can't remember because I don't buy pads. My mom buys the pack. I've never actually bought a pad myself, so
okay.
I don't actually know the price.
But I think,
but I know it's actually expensive
because
my mom complains anytime she like gets back from the market. Oh, it's expensive again. That kilo shele, that kind of thing.
And you know something? When I see people, you know, I have a lot of friends who are into outreaches and non-governmental outreaches and the non-governmental organizations,
okay,
and then you know most of them actually focus on the girl child.
Yeah, giving out free pads.
Yeah,
yes.
Having to give out.
I would really like to do that, man.
Really thinking of this, I feel like we've had stress because it's something that somebody can just come and decide to make a law and say pads should be free.
Because
and then we really don't have to overstress this menstruation thing.
Yeah, but now like it depends on us to start pushing the agenda. Now we've started pushing the agenda. Hopefully
we're not really pushing it for it to be free. if we're really pushing for it to be free, the amount of having to hear
one pad
a girl or something like that, it will be reduced. Most people are just focusing on how to pad the girl, but not how reduce the amount of money we spend on buying pads. Don't you think that if these things are cheap, people will be able to afford these things?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, hopefully, it has to start one way or the other. Hopefully, the way we started is one girl, one pad for a girl, one pad, this campaign kind of thing. Hopefully, the right set of people will start thinking, why can't we actually put this into law? Why can't we actually make a law that says
pads should be free.
There should be a body that gives out pads, that kind of thing. So hopefully something comes up, but you know, it starts with us. We can't always leave it to the government to do everything. So we just have to start it one way or the other. And now that we've started, I mean, a lot of people have been doing it, and I feel like we should do it.
Let's start making pads.
Yeah, actually, I heard the story of a woman that does reusable pads. Like, she invented, she's an African. I can't remember her name too. Yeah. I saw it on the internet one time about reusable pads and how they've tested it, and it's
really good.
It's healthy, it's hygienic and things like that. But after that, I didn't hear anything about it again.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really good though. Yeah.
So, on Twitter, most times my scenarios are from Twitter. A girl was tweeted about a pad showing inside her bag. Probably she wanted to sleep. Probably the pad wanted to sleep. Then someone, I don't know, maybe a male or a female, was now like, your pad is showing like in a low tone. The pad is showing, like, put it inside your bag very well. And she was now like, what the hell? It's a pad. Nothing so special in a pad. Nothing so sinful in a pad. No shame in carrying a pad.
It's a pad.
So, like, that's when that is why we decided to, like, talk about it. I mean, the whole scenario, the whole
secrecy.
Yeah, the whole belief about pads, the whole mentality about pads. And this thing about some churches too, not allowing their members, female members.
You know, earlier, before we started the recording, we're online, and then we saw some things about how people don't really support the whole idea of pads. I mean, is
the whole idea of menstruation while going to church.
Yes.
Or while going to your religious building, why before, so you won't enter your religious,
your worship center, your worship or something center, like that. So sorry, you know, most religions view a woman's period as a problem. I mean, why is it a problem?
Why is menstruation
I was brought like that from heaven. I didn't attach it somewhere. So they said that, you know, like what I was reading started from Judaism. So Judaism of all religion is perhaps the harshest towards anti-flow. They call it anti-flow.
Why the hell?
And so for roughly 2 weeks out of every month, a woman is considered nida, that's impure.
Why would you call menstruation
so many
impure?
Why would you call menstruation impure?
I mean, God created me. He created me. He put those things into my body.
What do they think? What do they think the blood signifies? Fight. I mean, it's egg that didn't turn to a baby.
Yeah, it is an egg that didn't turn into, doesn't have life. And you are calling something like that impure.
Ah, so they said the nidal in Judaism begins at the first drop of the menstrual blood and continues for a full week after menstruation is over. At the end of that week, she undergoes an elaborate ritual bath known as the mikveh.
But do you think this thing is like an old practice, or do you think they still practice it now? Probably just like an old belief.
Maybe. But
there are also other religions.
Christianity too. We have some churches who have harsh attitude. Although they said, according to research, Christianity and Buddhism, they have the least harsh attitude towards menstruation and all of that.
I don't know if it's CNS or Celestia, but I'm not going to mention names. Okay, I already mentioned names. But a particular white garment church, if you are menstruating, you are not allowed to like enter into the worship center, but you can stay outside. Do you understand?
Yes.
You can stay outside, but you cannot enter into the
to the
worship center itself.
There's also said something about Islam that's also in the Quran.
Yeah.
But I don't know if, you know, just like the Bible, there's also a part in the Old Testament that was saying something about
menstruation
and unclean. Then and unclean and all of that. But I then think that that's
probably
stand.
Where it stemmed from.
Maybe, maybe, but then you know that doesn't. I mean, the New Testament has, you know, there's down. We're in the era of grace, so I don't that law doesn't stand apply. Again, doesn't apply. So I don't know if that's how it is the Quran, but it said Quran.
I think
two. They ask you about menstruation, say it is an impurity, so keep away from women doing it.
Please let me and put this approach out there. Them and menstruation is not impure.
So there many is,
menstruation
religions,
is
so
special. Hinduism, like, nothing to be nothing to be ashamed about. Okay, so there's Rastafarianism, Sheikhism.
Yeah, most of them don't have a major stance towards it. They just, like, you know, imbibe, they just copy other religions on their stance on it and everything. But then that's not even about why would we even want to see something like that. Menstruation.
Something God has put into your body. Something God has decided that, okay, He wants you to go through this every month.
Yeah, see this religion. It's called Skishism. Skishism says no problems for the ladies here at all. According to the Skishism founder, Guru Nanak, a mother's blood is necessary for human life and is therefore sacred rather than impure. For this fact alone, Skishism is the most woman-friendly of all the words or what patriarchal religion. Yeah, basically.
I mean, it's so, actually true. I mean, I think, menstruation
is necessary
life
for human life. I mean,
it's necessary for human life, and I don't see it as
it's more of cleansing than impurity.
Yeah, yes, it's more of cleansing. It is. Yeah.
Yeah, even some cultures too. Some cultures, you know, see menstruation as unclean or embarrassing, or inhibiting even the mention of menstruation in public or in media or something. So you can't even talk about it. So it has to be something that you talk about in private. So many traditions.
But I think that's changing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
People are more open to talking about menstruation, pads, and things like that. And it's good. Anyways.
Yeah.
Very good.
Things are really changing now, especially in Africa. Menstrual observances are viewed in a positive light. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we hope that these things will really change, because some
you
people
get
just
talk about it more.
Yeah, like a lady cannot just be like, oh, like, you know, sometimes you're having this menstrual pain and then you're bending, you get, and so someone's like, what's wrong with you? And then it feels like it's wrong for you to say that you're menstruating or you're uncomfortable, or something is going on, you're having menstrual cramps and things like that. I mean, it's something that will happen to me every month till I reach menopause. I would have to deal with it, so you have to help me deal with it, guy. You have to.
But now it's good that people are becoming more receptive of the word menstrual cramp. I'm menstruating now, or I'm on my period now. Like, people are more receptive of it, and now, and the males too, that when you say that, they're more, oh, sorry, that kind of thing. I mean, they're more understanding now. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about how many guys do you know have bought menstrual pads? Like, I've actually bought menstrual pads.
Oh, I don't know. My dad was actually the first to buy me
a menstrual pad. And I feel like it would be good if you teach our male children, the male gender too, about menstruation and things like that. It would be very nice.
I wish you had a guy here that could just, you know, ask about maybe your experience with having to see a pad for the first time. Okay, let's call somebody. Should we call him?
2,000 years later.
Alright, guys, so we really want this gist to flow, so we'll not just be like, we're seeing it from the girl's perspective. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have Patrick. Patrick, say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so this is Patrick. He works with us in the office, and we just want to know your opinion, okay, or your experience basically on the first time you
saw a pad
or held a pad, used or unused or something like that.
Have you ever bought one? How did you feel when you were buying one?
Or something
like that.
Let's share your experience.
Okay, first of all, the first question is, have you ever seen a menstrual pad?
Yes.
Used or unused?
Both.
Okay. How did you feel?
It's normal now. If you see the one used now. Oh, the unused one, sorry. It's normal.
Normal, okay. The used one, how do you feel?
Oh, wow. It's disgusting.
All right. Have you ever bought a pad, a menstrual pad?
No, not at all.
All right. So
is it that there hasn't been any situation or circumstance where you had to buy or you just don't fam, I can't buy this thing.
I can't buy it.
Why?
I can't just buy it. I don't know.
Would you feel somehow?
Okay,
are you ashamed that you're buying?
It's not I'm ashamed, but I'll feel somehow going. It's the lady thing now to buy that. For a guy to walk up to a store that walking into a store that wants to buy menstrual pads.
No, but then obviously the person at the counter will know that it's not for you. Every normal human being knows that.
You're probably buying it for your sister, for your mom, or for your girlfriend.
Or somebody. So you just feel like you cannot buy.
Earlier, Patrick said, when we were asking him, he was like, buying a menstrual pad is like buying a condom. You know?
Patrick!
You know the way people look at you when you enter a store and you pick a condom and you want to pay for a condom.
But then I feel like they don't look at you the same way.
They won't look at you the same way.
I mean, we get the whole thing around condoms. We get the whole you have to do you have to commit fornication. We get that kind of thing. But then I mean, it's a pad. Everybody will know that it's not for you. You can walk and get a condom, and obviously they don't know. You want to do something.
Yeah, but you know when you're going into a store and you pick a menstrual pad and you want to pay for it, they don't know that. Okay, it's just for your sister.
So if you had a female friend over, and then maybe she's stained
just
or something, and she probably needs a pad, what would you do?
I have no choice. I have to get it for her.
Exactly. Okay. So do you think you have any problem buying a pad?
Not at all.
But your body will give you gis.
You get now. My first time of buying it.
But honestly, don't see it as anything. Don't see it as, okay, you're buying it for your sister, you're buying it for your mom, you're buying it for your friend. So that's just how it is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
I just did a lecture just now.
You feel so shy. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, guys, that was Patrick.
Shy Patrick.
Yeah, he talks like he's always shy. And he laughs, he smiles mischievously, like he's up to something.
Like a conniving crazy.
Yeah, so he talked about menstrual pad. And as you can see, the first time we asked him, he was like, why would he want to buy menstrual pad? Like, it would feel somehow just like buying a condom.
Yeah, and I feel like most guys share the same view. But I also think that if you are in a position whereby maybe you'd have to do it for somebody who's, like, is a kind of emergency, you have no choice but to do it. I mean, and I feel like condoms are the same eye that women used to look at condoms. It's actually different. Actually, when it comes, it's a different thing. It's not a choice.
It
comes from you. Don't sometimes feel like you could put a stop to menstruation?
Oh my god! Sometimes I feel like I wish there was a drug I can use to like stop it for like a while to not come
for like some months.
For some months, let me just rest. But you know now, there's nothing you can do. It's inbuilt.
Yeah.
This is what God has given you.
True.
God has given you that kind of power to create a human being, and you want to say you want to stop it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's also talk about, we've been talking about culture and menstruation, religious bodies and menstruation. What was it? Menstruation? Male.
Culture, menstruation, religion, menstruation,
male gender and menstruation.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about sex and menstruation.
Should we talk about women and menstruation? Do you think we should talk about that?
I mean, it's us. That's what we do. Menstruation is what we do.
Menstruation is what we do.
So, is there anything? So,
just, I don't know.
I feel like, what I know is, when, before I was like that, when I see a girl falling sick because she's menstruating.
Is it not normal menstruation?
I guess I am just lucky.
Are you Sophia Defense?
I'm just lucky to not go through that.
Cramps, yeah.
There are some females that actually go through a lot of things. Some people actually get drip.
True.
Some people for that month.
They have to be hospitalized.
Yeah, they have to be hospitalized. And it's a lot. I feel like we should be more supportive and we shouldn't look down on other females. That, you're not even strong.
True.
There's nothing to be strong about this. I mean, it's a lot. There's nothing to be strong about.
Yeah,
cramps.
It hits people differently.
Differently. So my body is different from your body. And let's stop being judgmental. I think where the problem is for females. And there are some females that are so unhygienic about menstruation. Oh my god. Hostels. I mean, if you stay in the hostels. God, I had a roommate then. Okay, I didn't really experience it, but then our former roommates were like, God, she was so dirty with menstrual parts. She will just leave it lying on the floor. I mean, when you are doing this thing, be considerate of other people. We know it's a woman thing, but then again, we are human beings. We don't want to see something that would ruin our day or disgust us in a way.
Yes.
So let's be hygienic when it comes to menstruating and the way we keep our parts. And I would advise we burn it. I burn my parts most times. Like, I just pile it up for those 4 days. I keep it somewhere that it won't smell. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Then when I'm done and I know I'm done, I'll just go somewhere to burn it, because I feel like that's the safest way to
dispose your
to
parts.
Dispose of it.
Yeah. So what do you think about women having to take drugs for menstrual pain?
Before I always used Felvin. There's this Felvin thing. It's very popular among females. Then my mom came and was like, "Oh, don't use this again. They are saying it's not good." Then now I started using paracetamol, painkiller. Just basically normal. Yeah, so paracetamol, yeah. I feel like when I use paracetamol, I feel just a lot better.
Yeah.
But Felvin just kills the pain out of every day.
Yeah,
but I heard it's
like
not so advisable.
Yeah, I think I used to use diclofenac too. But okay, this is not to sound like religious, but then this is what works for me. When I have menstrual cramps, I pray.
Okay.
And you know, I didn't used to do that until like earlier this year. I just said, this is not the first time. I hear people say, you can pray and then your menstrual cramps go. And it just felt like, I mean, it comes with the package. It's just like saying you can pray and you're not menstruating again. That's what it used to sound to me, like vague. But then I'm like, every time if I have menstrual cramps, I have to leave work. I'll be puking, vomiting everywhere. I have to like lie down, boil water, put it on my back, even with the drugs. I'm like, would I continue to do this till menopause hits me?
Because
I mean,
you always had the idea to just pray when.
Yeah, I know. I didn't used to pray. I just felt like it was a normal thing to happen.
Okay.
It's just like saying, whenever someone tells me pray and then menstrual cramps will go, it's just like saying pray and then you stop menstruating.
Okay.
It was vague to me.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, having to always go through that menstrual pain every time. I'm like, okay, let's even try this out if it eventually work. And then one time I just like spoke to it. I mean, you menstrual pain, you cannot, like, I have to work and you will not be the reason why I will not do what I have to do for that day.
That's
you get. I just spoke. And then guy, he walked though. Like, I'm like, wow, I mean, like, this thing has always been, it's just speaking. So since then, yeah, I'll just speak and then I'll not just sit down and then begin
and just wallow
and then think of the pain. I'm like, just still doing what I have to do. If the vomit comes, we vomit. We'll come back and then I'll just speak. And then since then I just stopped using drugs.
Different,
so that's worked
for
me.
Different folk.
So
you guys should just find a way to cope with your cramps and your menstruation,
true.
And do not be ashamed to talk about it or even go to the hospital and say, people, I'm not feeling so well. If you need to get admitted to go through what you're going through, just do it. It's your body
and you
understand.
Fine. Take care of yourself.
Body better.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
We're talking about sex and menstruation.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, earlier I was asking Marv about can you have sex while you're menstruating? And she said, oh, it's kind of disgusting. I think I can, but it would be when I am almost
towards
the end. Because, you know, your first 2 days, 3 days, the flow would be heavy. But I don't advise it anyways, because it's kind of unhealthy. Because you are very prone to
infections that time. Yeah.
Yes. And even if you want to do it, use a condom. That's what I would advise.
Basically.
Yeah, use a condom, basically. But there's nothing to be ashamed about menstruation.
True.
It's,
I mean, it comes with the whole package.
Beautiful.
It's inbuilt and it's beautiful. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Some people, imagine if everybody was menstruating and you could not menstruate. You will cry. You'll be so bothered.
Yeah, there are people that don't menstruate in 2 months.
Yeah. I had a friend that like for 6 months.
She won't you
won't have peace of mind.
Yeah.
Imagine if your menstrual pain just stops, it didn't come next month. See, December, you actually be bothered.
Yeah.
You will. So I feel we should embrace it as a blessing.
Yeah,
we should.
And if you're a male and you have females around you, be supportive when it comes to that. You can just give them a pad. Do you understand?
That would be so sweet.
It would be so sweet. You can just give them a pad. Pads are never useless.
True.
When
they always come in handy.
Yeah, they always come in handy. If you're probably going to visit her, you've not seen her in a while, your sister, you're visiting her in school, just buy a pad.
Yeah, so that's one gift. You don't even have to think twice.
You don't have to think twice. Yeah, you can use the pad as a gift. Wrap it up. And when she opens it, wow. She might... The first instance, she might be like,
oh my God.
What was this? But then again, when it's time, in the long run, oh, thank God.
God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, so... Yeah.
All right, guys. So I think that will be all about pads now. We're done.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. How do we end this
one? As we say, we always... advertise. Yeah, please send in your adverts.
Yeah,
we can write scripts for you also.
Yeah, we do that.
We do voiceovers. We do that.
And really, yeah, want to know your opinions on like what exactly we talk about. Want to know what you feel about us. I mean, you get, you know, we're trying to make this a career. Yeah, we're trying to make a career out of this.
Yeah, we're trying to create a community also.
So if you feel like, oh, you guys are really good, you have great content, or you feel like we do this really well,
and if you also disagree with some of the things
that
we say,
please put it out there.
Put it out
there. We will do well to come back and readdress the issue. Trust me.
Yeah,
guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.